Realm of Darkness article reading. Published 26th of August 2022. August has seen the nights getting longer, in the north of the planet. And the darker mornings have definitely been noticeable. Hopefully allowing us to view more in the nighttime heavens. September also provides a chance to get a better opportunity to view some of the planets in our solar system. Second week. Wednesday, 7th September. Moon at perigee. Our enemy, the Moon, reaches perigee. This means that the Moon is at its closest point to the Earth in September, due to the Moon's orbit being elliptical. Thus the Moon will appear slightly larger and brighter. The Moon is in its waxing phase, and will shortly reach a full Moon. Moonrise occurs at around 7 p.m, if you want to view it, as it sneaks into fullness over the next few days.
Saturday, 10th September.
Full Moon.
Saturday, the 10th of September, means that the full Moon occurs. And while still our enemy, the Moon provides a suitable object to practice our astronomy and astrophotography skills on.
Whether you are just getting started, or have been involved for a long time.
The September full Moon, also known as a harvest Moon. Probably due to the fact that it allowed farmers to continue harvesting crops, after sunset. Begins to rise, at around 8 o'clock in the evening. Finally setting at around 7:30 a.m, the next day, about an hour after sunrise.
Third week. Friday, 16th September. Neptune at opposition.
Friday means that Neptune reaches opposition. Being in opposition means that Neptune is on the same side of the Sun as Earth, and is in alignment with Earth.
The side facing the Sun will receive sunlight, with the night side of Earth facing Neptune. Neptune is also at its closest point to Earth, and thus is ideal for viewing.
The best time to start viewing is from around 2200 hours, at 21 degrees above the horizon in a southwesterly direction.
Fourth week. Friday, 23rd September. September equinox. The September equinox occurs on Friday the 23rd of September and means that both half of Earth will receive an equal amount of light.
Although it will occur at around 2 o'clock in the morning, so won't be visible in the UK. It also signifies the astronomical end of summer, or the end of winter, if you live on the south half of the planet. Thus ensuring the continuation into darkness, for my lords and ladies on the north of the planet.
Fifth week. Sunday, 25th September. New Moon.
Sunday the 25th, means the occurrence of a new moon, allowing you to view more of the universe, without the moonlight. The moon will set at around 7:10 p.m, before rising at about 7:20 a.m. the next day.
Monday, 26th September. Jupiter at opposition. Monday 26th September means that Jupiter is in opposition.
Jupiter enters opposition at around 8 p.m, but will be visible through the night.
Reaching a high point of 36 degrees above the horizon, at about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Opposition means that it is on the same side of the Sun as Earth, thus improving the viewing potential of Jupiter.
Tuesday, 27th September.
Daytime sextanted meteor shower. Tuesday the 27th of September means the sextanted meteor shower reaches its peak.
Although it is visible from the 9th of September, through to the 9th of October,
it reaches its highest point at around 11 a.m, thus is why is called a daytime meteor shower.
Unless you have the equipment and knowledge to photograph during the day, it won't be visible.
However, it can be viewed for a couple of hours before sunrise, visible from about 4:45 in the morning. Its ZHR, zenith hourly rate, is a lowly 5, so only a few meteors per hour are likely.
Planet spotting. If you want to know when is the best time to view a particular planet, or want to know when is the best opportunity to view the planets of our solar system, then this guide will aid you in your planet spotting aspirations. Mercury.
At the beginning of September, Mercury is less easy to view.
But as the month passes, it will be easier to spot, with your best chance of viewing it towards the end of September. Visible in a northeasterly to easterly direction through September, as the Sun is rising. Venus. In September, Venus will be visible as the Sun is rising, in an easterly direction.
Mars?
Mars will be visible in September, visible from the late evening until the early mornings.
Mars can be located in a southeasterly to a southerly direction.
Jupiter.
During September, Jupiter reaches opposition, towards the end of the month.
Meaning it should provide a great opportunity to view.
But will be visible through the nights of September, locatable in an easterly to southeasterly location.
Saturn. Saturn should be a good planet to view in the evenings of September. Located in a southeasterly to southwesterly direction. Uranus. In September, Uranus is visible through the night. Neptune. Neptune reaches opposition in September, which may help in observing it.
Located in a southeasterly to southerly direction. Associated podcast, video. Darkest Hour, Brightest Night also produce the Realm of Darkness podcast and video,
which gives you an overview of the events due to occur in September 2022.
These should be released on the 30th of August 2022, due to it being a bank holiday on Monday the 29th.
The podcast can be found in the podcast section, or on your podcast app.
The Realm of Darkness video can be found in the video section of our website.
Social media.
Following us on social media will keep you up to date on the events mentioned in this article, and other related news and updates.
Support. If you enjoyed the article and would like to support us in creating more content,
then please consider donating via buymeacoffee.com/DHBN.
Written by Ben Patmore.
Ben Patmore is an amateur astrophotographer.
Feedback. Feedback is always welcomed regarding the article. Our details can be found on our contact page.